This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Prices for corn are up 3 to 5 cents so far this morning. Futures fell back off of midday gains on Tuesday, with contracts steady to 1.5 cents lower, with a 0.75 cent gain in front month July. Open interest was up 17,705 contracts on Tuesday, with the rollout of July continuing down 30,247 contracts and September up 34,228 contracts. The Commodity View National Average price for corn was up 1.5 cents at 386.25. USDA reported a private export sale of 120,000 metric tons of old crop corn to unknown destinations on Tuesday morning. Soybeans are trading with 5 to 7 cent gains early this morning. Futures were weaker on Tuesday, with contracts closing fractionally to 4.75 cents lower. Open interest was down 6,156 contracts on Tuesday. The Commodity View National Average cash bean price was up 0.25 cents at 10.58. Soy meal futures were down $1.60 to 2.70 on the day, with soy oil futures mixed from 35 points higher to 34 points lower. We will have a check of the numbers next.
The 2026 fungicide package from Landis Cooperative combines trusted crop protection, foliar nutrition, and expert agronomy support into one complete strategy designed to help your crop finish strong through disease and late season stress. Corn and soybean programs are available now. Talk with your local Landis representative today or call 515-817-2100 to put a stronger protection plan in place for your acres.
July corn up 1.75 at 4.21 1/4. July soybeans up 8.25 at 11.22. July soybean meal up $2 at 303.10. July soybean oil up 47 cents at 75.38. Chicago wheat up 5 cents at 5.90 1/4. Minneapolis wheat is up 2 pennies at 6.20. Kansas City hard red wheat up 4.25 at 6.35. July oats up 6 cents at 3.19 3/4. On the Merck, June live cattle up $1.48 at 249.50. August feeder cattle up 83 cents at 354.98. July lean hogs up 40 cents at 96.55. July pork cutout unchanged at 116.03. Class 3 milk down 2 cents at 16.05. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.